This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his reaction today to the Obama administration, in particular the Justice Department, announcing that five 9/11 alleged co-conspirators, including the mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, will stand trial not in front of a military commission, but in a civilian federal court in southern Manhattan, not far from where the Twin Towers once stood. And General, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Lots of different reaction to this. Some say this shows the greatness of the American judicial system. Others say this is going right back to a pre-9/11 mindset where people treat terrorism like it's regular crime. How did you react today?
With the second observation, clearly the Obama administration is going back to making this a law and order issue, a crime issue. They do not realize we're in a global war against radical Islam. Even after the Fort Hood massacre, they're not realizing, and by bringing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed into New York City and trying him there is an affront to every American that has been killed and fought in this global war against radical Islam.
What about that forum, or what about the process concerns you most, General?
Well, first of all, why would you give terrorists the same rights of any American citizen? These are not American citizens. They are not part of the Geneva Convention. I see no legal reason to give them this type of treatment and this type of protection. They are not under our Constitution. Next, it is a war. Can you imagine during World War II if President Roosevelt would have tried those people, German Nazis, saboteurs that we caught in the United States when we executed them, giving them a trial in New York City in the middle of World War II? I do not think so.
General, in terms of the legal reason here, a lot of people think there's so many different technicalities that some of these people who have even admitted their guilt could walk. If people think that they have been illegally detained for too long because they didn't face charges, if they don't like the practice of waterboarding, do you sense that there are some legal landmines out there?
There are huge legal landmines, and you just name some of them. How many times do we release prisoners for technicalities? This should not be done under the protection of the U.S. judicial system. This ought to be a military tribunal, and we know how to handle these instances of war crimes in military tribunals. There are too many legal loopholes that these people, because they're going to have the best lawyers that money can buy. You know those Saudis and other people are going to fund this, and it's going to be, quote, Islam, radical Islam against the American judicial system. And I assure you, they're going to have the very best lawyers in the world, and depending who we've got for judges there, let alone the jury, I think it's going to be an absolute disaster, and it'll probably take 10 years.
General, I know you don't have a legal background in the military, but explain for our listeners in basic terms how a military tribunal or commission would be fundamentally different.
Well, first of all, you have military judges, and it'll be a panel there. And they are people that have experience in combat. They understand. They have fought against these individuals. And the defendants have lawyers, there's no question about it, as well as the prosecution. But you're operating under a different system. It's not even a uniform code of military justice. It is a military tribunal that has its own legal system that was utilized at Nuremberg at the end of World War II. It's been used for a considerable amount of time in the United States, and so we would treat them as what they are, enemy combatants. They're not prisoners of war. They're enemy combatants. And so those rules are different than the rules of the law of the land under our Constitution, in which you have so many protection rights there that are available to American citizens. These are not American citizens.
General, about 60 seconds left, and I want to end on a point that you made a little bit earlier, and that's that you believe the mindset of this administration is simply that they're treating this like a law and order issue. What does that say, if anything, about their deeper understanding of where we're headed here and where we are in this struggle?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons why President Obama, as Commander-in-Chief, is having such difficulty in deciding what he wants to do in Afghanistan. On the 27th of March, he said he wanted to have a counterinsurgency strategy. He sent General McChrystal over there to to tell him what he needed to do on the 7th of August. He reaffirmed it. Now, all of a sudden, he's starting over again. And so the troops in the field, the morale, thinks that we've got a commander-in-chief that doesn't know how to be a commander-in-chief. He's the dither-in-chief. And that's sad to say, because it's very important in the military and the world that we have strong support for our commander-in-chief, even if we don't agree with them. But I believe that he's sending the wrong signals. He's emboldening the radical Islamists in both Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that's why you're seeing this, one of the reasons why you're seeing this increased activity against American forces.
General, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. As always, sir, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, he's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.